my real passion in the art business has been working with the Reverend Howard Finster, who is the grandfather of contemporary American folk art.
Tell me what pieces of Reverend Finster's work will be on display at the Clemens Fine Arts Center Gallery.
We have over 150 pieces of art, about 25 different original Howard Finster pieces, as well as an extensive series of signed limited edition silkscreen prints that I published with Howard Finster from 1990 to 2000, as well as whatever other Finster pieces I was able to get my hands on.
Describe the work.
Howard Finster had a vision from God to paint sacred art in 1976, and that was paint on his finger while he was painting a bicycle. The paint spoke to him and told him to paint sacred art. He said that, "I can't do that. Only professionals can do that." The voice said to him, "How do you know? How do you know? How do you know?" So he pulled out George Washington from his pocket, and he painted George Washington. From that point, not too long after that, he began to number the works. And I have a painting on wood block that is also hand wood burned, and it's "Don't Be Bullheaded. God Loves a Peacemaker. Pieces Rest for Any Creature." That's a piece that we also published, and that's available in the for sale section of the show. I have a sign from the original Paradise Gardens that Howard Finster created from the Howard Finster Vision House, which is the project that I'm bringing to you. That's where Howard Finster had his vision and began to create those works. Howard Finster made just shy of 47,000 pieces of art. They were wood cut out of different popular culture images. And the really cool thing about Howard Finster for me was that this is a man with a sixth grade education, but he was very smart and able to take the icons of the popular culture and the icons of Christianity and blend them. And while you're looking at this really cool folk art, what you're really doing is talking about God. As I like to say, Howard Finster's job is to save your soul, and my job is to sell you the valuable contemporary folk art. And Howard helps me do my job, and I help him do his.
Tell me how you first met Howard.
I had seen Howard Finster's artwork in a gallery in about 1989, and I wanted to collect more art than I could afford, so I got a job at the art gallery, and eventually I sought him out through some connections that I had developed in the art world. I had already amassed quite a few Howard Finsters, and I called him and told him that I was a super fan and that I wanted to make Howard Finster t-shirts. And we agreed on an image, and I brought down the first stack of t-shirts, and I had sold some to the High Museum in Atlanta and to the Whitney Museum in New York, and Howard Finster wanted some, and I brought them there to his garden. We met and really became friends, and I've always considered Howard Finster kind of my third grandfather. Working with Howard and publishing his work, rebuilding his house and turning it into a museum is quite simply my pleasure and the least that I could do for a man that was so super nice to not only be nice to me personally, but really bring me into the art world. Because Howard Finster is a name in the art world that speaks volumes and people listen. He's in the Smithsonian Institution. The High Museum in Atlanta has an entire portion of their second floor dedicated to Howard Finster. He's in the Museum of American Folk Art in New York City and in really collections throughout the world.